Recently, WOSU reported on Catch Court, the pioneering court program for human trafficking victims. But not every case is a success story. Of the 350 women enrolled over the past decade, fewer than 25% made it to graduation. WOSU's Paige Flager reports on a family who feels the system failed.
Three-year-old Adeline McMullen points a little dimpled finger at a collage of photos on a trifold board. The photos show her mom, Jessica McMullen, from when she was in diapers to just a few years ago, holding Adeline on her lap. Dead flower arrangements line the windowsill, left over from the funeral last month.
I didn't sleep well before Jessica died, and now I don't sleep at all. So my mind races, and What could I have done? Why is my daughter not here?
Donna McMullen is Jessica's mother. She says the photos on the board show the highlights of Jessica's 25 years, but they don't capture the whole picture. Jessica was sexually abused as a toddler by Donna's ex-husband. She started using pills when she was a junior in high school, then heroin. Donna cashed in her retirement fund to get Jessica into rehab in Indiana. Shortly thereafter, Jessica started stealing to feed her addiction. Court records tell the story from there. Multiple charges for theft, drug possession, and eventually solicitation.
I loved my child. I would have given my life for her. I would have happily done that. And so I'm not at all blinded that all along the way, she made choices. But all along the way, when she asked for help, she was failed.
In 2017, Jessica enrolled in Catch Court, Franklin County's specialized court program for human trafficking victims that offers treatment instead of jail time. Graduates often say it turned their lives around. But Jessica's participation didn't last long. A few months later, she was picked up for soliciting sex on the streets. Like many people struggling with addiction in Franklin County, Jessica was stuck in a cycle of detoxing in jail, relapsing on the streets, and getting arrested again. It was frustrating for Donna, who wished the criminal justice system would do more to break that cycle. During Jessica's final stay in jail, it seemed like she was finally making strides. Donna was working to find a bed for her in a rehabilitation facility. But suddenly, the plan changed.
She began asking if we would advocate, if I would advocate for her to get an early release.
Hannah Estabrook is the coordinator of Catch Court.
And I gave her a list of about four things that I wanted her to consider and accomplish before I would even approach her judge. And she did all those things.
Jessica was connected to a medically assisted treatment program, completed a prison program for women struggling with addiction, attended group counseling sessions, and connected with some housing options. So she was approved for release more than a month early. No one told Donna, and less than 10 days later, Jessica died of an overdose.
We can't know what would happen, right, if she had finished those last days in jail. But again, we felt like there was a path. Because jail is not treatment. I mean, there are some good programs in the jail, but it's not treatment.
The decision has left Donna with so many questions. Why does the system give so much decision-making power to people like her daughter, whose drug addiction drives them to leave jail? It haunts her.
She's everywhere and everything. She's a song on the radio. She's a perfume I smell. And I don't know that I can express it. She was my firstborn child, and I loved her beyond reason. And just the fact she's not here, but she should be. She should still be in jail.
The judge who approved Jessica's release says she would have had to battle her addiction no matter her release date. Her mom, Donna, says more jail time might not have changed the outcome, but she says at least it would have given her and Adeline more time with Jessica. Paige Flager, WOSU News.